This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Periodically, we check in with Lynn Bingham, multi-million dollar producer champion club awardee from Howard Hanna Real Estate about, in this case, mortgage rates. Lynn, good morning.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Good. I was kind of hoping at this point that mortgage rates would be going down significantly, but that really hasn't happened, has it?
No, I think we were all kind of hoping that. but unfortunately, that doesn't seem like it's in the, you know, in the cards for the next, they're saying the next year to 2 years right now. So they're going to be hovering between the 6% and 7%. And it's funny because, you know, when I bought a house back in, what, 83, I remember Craig and I like high-fived each other because we got under 20%. I guess it's all relative.
And Paul, I don't know what your mortgage rate percentage is because you bought before they really zipped up.
Yes, I got in at 5.125, and boy, do I feel lucky.
And then a lot of people, Lynn, were so much lower than that because the refis were very popular for a while. So rule of thumb is if you can go, what, one full percentage point below what your mortgage is, then you should think about a refi?
Well, I mean, nobody's really thinking about refi right now. So, you know, right now the biggest buzzwords are more like buying your points down. Sometimes that takes the place now of negotiating a lower price. Instead, you know, you've got to kind of weigh it out and see what's going to be better for you depending on your budget and depending on your circumstances, whether you need upfront money or long-term money. But I think that, you know, between buying points down and even going with the ARMs, a lot of people are going with the seven-year ARMs now, which is very, very popular.
Lynn, I'd like to get your reaction to a story that is running on CNBC this morning. Within the last hour, the headline on this story says, mortgage rates rose to the highest level since January, but demand from home buyers still went up.
Yeah, I mean, that's in certain areas, and luckily our area has been, you know, pretty positive with that. But it is bringing, it's bringing it more over to a buyer's market than a seller's market. And for a long time, we had nothing but a seller's market. So that is a little bit of a shift, but there are still buyers out there that need to buy. The question is, what is their affordability now versus before? Because literally some people are up against a mortgage that's going to be twice as much as before.
Yeah.
So that's the quandary right now, but there are ways around it. And again, the ARMs are so popular because you're really hoping, you're rolling the dice a bit, but you're really hoping that within the 5-year period or 7-year period, rates will go down, or that your plans are not anything longer than that. I mean, if you're planning on staying in your home longer than 10 years, then the ARM is probably not the way to go. It's better to go with a fixed rate and maybe, you know, buy down a couple points.
We're with Lynn Bingham, real estate tycoon. Lynn, we have, so if somebody wants to utilize the one of those ARMs, what kind of starting percentage can you get in those deals?
Well, I mean, there's some that is, that's literally zero down now. And that, you know, that would be, that would look more like a an 80%, and then and you have to work it out with your, with the different lenders, but there are some programs out there right now that actually offer zero down, but then you have to worry about PMI. So the PMI is going to, which is the mortgage insurance, which is going to end up giving you another couple hundred dollars a month or so on your on your monthly budget. So, you know, it really depends on what your length of time in the home is going to be. That's how you have to judge your ARM, because they could be, it could be a 3-year, it could be a 2-year, it could be a 7-year. So it just depends on your circumstance.
Appreciate the update, Lynn. Tell Craig we said hello.
I will. And have a good day, Larry and Paul.
You too. Lynn Bingham, multi-million dollar producer, Champions Club member of Howard Hanna Real Estate. Her husband, Craig Bingham, played 5 years with the Steelers. A great linebacker and a great guy.
You know, Larry, too, yesterday, one of the stories that popped for me economically was a big surge in consumer confidence.
Isn't it fascinating? From one day to the next. And
well, look what happened with the markets yesterday.
Right, as soon as Trump said, okay, we'll ease the tariff, you know, he was threatening the EU, and then as soon as he backed off and went back up, it goes back down, it back up. It's, you know, it's been like that for the last 120 days.
No question. The NASDAQ, Larry, was up almost 2.5%. Big change for that. The S&P was up just over 2%, and the Dow was up 1.75%.
Imagine if you had the power. If you sneeze, stuff happens. You know, that's kind of where we are right now. So what somebody says, hints, the way he looks, can change the markets in a day. Bottom line, though, 30-year mortgages are high. In the upper 6s, 7%. That's high. With you wherever you go, AUDACY, and we'll keep you up to date on breaking news, weather information, and crystal clear digital quality. So Paul and Aaron, there's a new study, International Medicism, JAMA, J-A-M-A, that says the number of moms who say they're in excellent mental health has declined, dropping 12 points between 2016 and 2023. Mothers reporting excellent physical health, meanwhile, dropped 2. And that 1 in 5 moms is the only, every other mom, so 4 out of 5, feel overwhelmed with what's on their plate on a daily basis. So if you're a mom listening, you're not alone, apparently, in feeling that way.
It's so strange because I really think, in general, no matter your age, we're seeing the effects of social media on people. I think it's getting into the minds of people and it raising expectations, maybe for even stay-at-home moms, what you should be doing, where you should be at least moms that I talk to.
Oh, gosh, Aaron, you should see the demographics on these statistics with people feeling depressed, and the direct correlation there is with the use of social media. And I think one of the things that can happen is that we present our best side when we're doing our social media. Very few people, you know, get on and say, well, I got arrested for driving drunk,
right?
But they do say, you know, we're proud of our recent graduate, or we just moved into a new home, or whatever it might be. And then you get to comparing, and comparison is just a recipe for unhappiness.
Right, and I just hate that that's the common denominator, but it is, I think.
Yeah, and especially if you're particularly young, you don't know by experience that you're seeing the best of.
Right.
So when people see, it's fear of missing out, FOMO.
Oh, yes.
They feel like, well, everybody else is living their best life. Why am I not
a And
part
young
of
moms
this?
Are, like the number in young moms. I don't know if you guys know any 20, 21, 23, but I know many moms that are so incredibly young.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, so that's adding to that number, I feel.
They're also facing a challenge that, if I'm reading my news correctly and remember, it's the number of women who are suffering from postpartum depression.
Right, and they don't know who to go to or how mm-hmm. to handle it.
Yeah.
So,
speaking of social media, something significant happened in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott signed into law yesterday a bill requiring Apple and Google to verify the ages of users of their app stores. The bill would require parental consent to allow users under the age of 18 to download apps or make in-app purchases, and it ensures that if a parent revokes consent, the app must restrict access for the child. How they're going to do this, I don't know. In concept, it's a great idea to keep young children away from sites that would be considered adult-only or damaging in other ways, but then who's making that decision? But this was signed in Texas. Now, I've never heard of a state, you know, for an international company like this. It'll be interesting to follow this and see where it goes.
Yeah, that's interesting for sure. It's a beast, I feel, to tackle.
I wonder sometimes when parents deal effectively with handheld devices that their children want, and they're able to somehow accommodate them without giving them access to the things that can be really toxic.
Right.
You know, in social media forums.
Well, there are, especially,
you know, right at the top of that list.
For the younger children, there are some good gatekeeper, you know, protocols that you can have so that the kids can only access things that you would want your kids to access and wouldn't be allowed to roam free because, as you know, online is like the Wild West. You can come across.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Anything, anywhere,
it's
at
an
any
open
time.
Sewer in spots.
It is. And think about it, that this has never existed in humankind before. The instant access that you have for everything, information, and everybody, it kind of builds up an intensity of, I want this now. I want instant gratification.
Yeah, I mean, we're already having problems with that before the handheld devices came along.
Right.
Just pouring gas on the fire, really.
But there's a newer twist, and that is the fact that, you know, you want these things now, but people have lost the sense of what, like financially, because you just have an app. Oh, buy it on a card. Mm-hmm. Boom, 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 boom. You forget the fact that you worked an hour for this amount of money, especially young people, and say it's $15 an hour, and you worked a couple of hours, and now you have to quantify that against things you want to buy for the effort that you gave, as opposed to the easy click-throughs of everything else.
Right. If they made you go through a little exercise with your calculator to determine how many hours you would have to work to pay for what you want to buy right now on the spot, I wonder how many times, you know, well, I can tell you it works for me.
Well, that's a great idea for an app where you, exactly that, you punch in how much you make an hour, and then anytime you want to purchase something, it'll tell you, hey, by the way, you worked 8 hours for this.
And you know, something funny about this for me at least is, or odd or perplexing, is how quickly the $25 and the $35 add up. Here and there, a little bit here, a little bit there, and all of a sudden you've got, you know, a pretty sizable amount of money that you just used to spend on things.
Well, now you can spend $35 on your first bag on Southwest. One way, by the way. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, and we welcome CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Nancy Cordes. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Our conversation is about Harvard. What is at the root of the battle between President Trump and Harvard? It's not that Barron, his son, was rejected, as I understand. That was a rumor, correct?
Well, that's what the First Lady's office is saying, is that he did not apply to Harvard, and that this is not a personal grudge because Barron Harvard did not get in. As for what is at the root of the debate, I think it started out being about anti-Semitism on campus, which was an issue on many college campuses, particularly in the last school year. And it started out there. There were also issues that the Trump administration had with so-called viewpoint diversity. They felt that elite universities didn't have enough conservatives on staff, didn't have enough conservatives among the student body. And so they sort of singled out Harvard in particular, but Harvard pushed back. Harvard filed suit, and that really sort of set Trump off. He didn't like that. And now, it does seem that this has become something of a grudge match for the administration, really going absolutely after one university in particular, moving to pull all of its federal funding, moving to prevent foreign students from attending Harvard University at all. And that has Harvard officials saying that the punishment does not exactly appear to fit the crime in their view.
The longer this goes, the more dug in Harvard is and their administration, and then they're getting support from other universities who feel like mm-hmm. it's a big overreach.
Yeah, no question. I mean, they have gone to court. There was a hearing just yesterday, and a federal judge has blocked the administration from cutting off the visas of Harvard's foreign students, which would have been a major blow. Nearly 30% of all Harvard students are international students when you count graduate programs. And, obviously the $3.2 billion worth of grants and research contracts are extremely significant as well. The Harvard president did an interview with NPR in which he argued that, yes, we have problems. Yes, we need to do a better job in some areas. We need to work on it. But we don't understand why cutting off life-saving research for which Harvard has a pretty extensive track record, why that is the solution. And then interestingly, yesterday there were Jewish students protesting on campus, arguing that they don't want these cuts and these punishments being issued in their name. They would rather allow Harvard University to work through this problem and figure out the solution on its own.
We're with CBS Chief White House Correspondent Nancy Cordes. Nancy, I want to ask you about being in the room for these contentious press conferences that we see almost daily snips of. But first, the Trump team now pausing new student visa interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's a significant change because a lot of universities really count economically on having a substantial portion, in some cases, of their student body from other countries.
Exactly, because typically these are students who pay full tuition, which enables the universities to then offer reduced tuition for students here in the United States who need it. But the administration says that this is a pause. This is not a permanent hold because they want to increase screening of foreign students. They want every student who applies for a visa to come here to the United States to study to undergo a screening of their social media to ensure that that they don't have views that conflict with the United States. I suppose this is a new initiative, and it's unclear right now whether the embassies would get more resources to enable them to do this screening because it's pretty labor intensive, and how quickly all of this is going to happen. Is it going to happen in time for students who have been accepted for the upcoming school year to get their visas and get here to the United States by September?
Well, that's a good point. And before you go, we see you on the network. We see you in these contentious press conferences. What's it like to be in the room? Because it seems like if you question anything, you're going to get hit hard.
You know, it depends on the day. I feel like on Friday I was in the Oval Office and was able to ask a number of questions about Apple and about Walmart and tariffs. And they were fairly pointed questions, and the president answered and didn't get personal the way he had a couple of days before with Peter Alexander when he didn't like the questions that Peter was asking, which were, you know, legitimate questions, by the way. So it really just depends on the mood that he's in, how long he wants to take questions, and you know, what the event is about. Sometimes, you know, depending on what he's talking about, he is more determined to answer questions that have to do with that topic. And then sometimes he's feeling more expansive the way that he was on Friday when we were able to ask him questions about a wide variety of topics.
Well, appreciate your time. We know you're busy. Thank you, Nancy.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
CBS's chief White House correspondent, Nancy Cordes.
Ian White News Desk. Southwest Airlines checked bag policy changed today.
Passengers will now be charged $35 for a first checked bag and $45 for a second.
And still to come,
Southwest will begin assigning seats next year.
Ah, and then they'll charge you, upcharge if you want room for your legs.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Walmart is buying another shopping center, this one in Bethel Park, Larry. And interestingly, there's a Giant Eagle location right next to the Walmart at that property.
Yeah, when I first saw the picture of it, I thought, boy, that's unusual. They're big competitors now. But apparently, they're going to remain competitors there because Walmart says they're going to keep the leases.
Well, the Pirates had a nice night last night. For those who went to bed a little bit early, here's how it ended.
The Pirates complete a 6-run comeback, 9 unanswered runs. They beat the Diamondbacks 9-6 tonight.
Joe Block, Pirates broadcaster, and 7 of those came when they were down 6-0 in the 8th.
Yeah, it's a great game for Henry Davis. He got a home run. Joey Reynolds hit, 4 hits? And one of them a 3-run homer.
Terrific one inning.
Now the Steelers OTAs are underway on the south side without Aaron Rodgers. The person who was under center for the snaps was quarterback Mason Rudolph, who has a full vote of confidence from Pat Freiermuth.
Oh, I love Mason. Yeah, man. He's a hell of a guy, hell of a teammate. Great locker room guy.
Like all the players love Mason Rudolph. And to be honest, I don't think he's ever had a complete chance to prove himself. And forget when he left here, he won some games that got him into the playoffs late in the game, including when they played Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer when he won that Christmas game.
That's a great story.
How can you be against Rudolph?
I love it.
Well, Terrence Bradshaw spoke on a station called The Buzz in Arkansas.
Well, on the flip side of this whole thing, right?
Yeah, do you want to hear the quote? You'll love this. Terry Bradshaw said, quote, that guy, meaning Aaron Rodgers, needs to stay in California, go somewhere and chew on bark and whisper to the gods. That's Terry.
Yep.
That's Terry just being Terry. Thanks, Paul.
Stock market soared on Wall Street Tuesday as President Trump agreed to ease off European tariffs. The Dow jumped 740 points. The Nasdaq ticked up 461. S&P gained 118 points. Southwest Airlines starts charging for checked bags today, and we finally know how much it will cost you. The airline announced a $35 price tag for the first bag, $45 for the second, on basic bookings. Southwest was one of the final airlines to forego free checked bags. Other major changes in the works include assigned seats and time limits to use travel vouchers. United Airlines wants you to arrive a little earlier for your next domestic flight. The new policy, taking effect next week, requires most travelers to check in 45 minutes before takeoff time, even if you only have a carry-on bag. The current 45-minute cutoff for checking bags will continue. And Krispy Kreme is celebrating the class of 2025 with free donuts. Today only, high school or college seniors wearing their 2025 cap and gown or swag-like t-shirts and jackets can take home a free original glazed 3-pack. To sweeten the deal, the chain is offering a dozen originals for $12 to all customers. That's your CBS Money Watch report for this Wednesday morning. I'm Jesse Mitchell, CBS News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.